The state Republican convention started this afternoon in Fairbanks. We sent APRN reporter Liz Ruskin to check it out. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Lori.
So how's it going up there?
Well, it's pretty good. We're at the Westmark in Fairbanks. About 400 people are coming here from all over, and 160 of them now are vying to be a delegate to the national convention in Cleveland. There are only 25 slots to fill, so everybody knows it's really competitive, and they wonder whether they know the right people, whether they've been active enough to get noticed. One delegate wannabe I saw is carrying around copies of his resume on bright orange paper.
Wow, so lots of hopeful would-be delegates. What else is going on up there?
Boy, it's all about Cleveland, at least so far. The first event today was an orientation, and party chairman Peter Goldberg dropped a bombshell, or he hinted at a bombshell.
You mean about the national convention?
Right. Peter told everybody that there's a national TV crew here from Fox News, and he suggested they may be on to a real story. Here, let's play it.
I'm not going to tell you what Fox News is here for. It's going to be exciting. Suffice to say, Alaska, this massive state with such a small population, might have a bigger influence on the selection of the Republican nominee for the presidency than you might think. And the rest of the nation may find that out tomorrow.
So what is that all about?
Okay, so this is a room full of election nerds. So what passes for super exciting here, you know, may not be seat of the pants type stuff for normal people. But I think what he's talking about is adjusting the state party's rules for binding delegates to a particular candidate. You know, as a result of the presidential preference poll in March, the Republicans are sending 12 delegates for Senator Cruz, 11 for Donald Trump, and 5 for Rubio. Rubio asked to keep his delegates, even though he suspended his campaign. Now, according to existing state party rules, those delegates have no choice but to stay with their assigned candidate through at least 2 rounds of balloting in Cleveland. I think Peter Goldberg is saying that the state central committee here in Fairbanks is going to change those rules so that the Alaska delegation will be more influential. Or I think that's what he's proposing anyway.
All right. Liz, we will stay tuned and talk to you tomorrow to find out more.
I'll be here.